Earlier today, I made an audio boo around the question of taking people's photographs in public places. And I'd like to add a couple of extra points to what I said earlier in the afternoon to bring up a couple of issues which I think might otherwise be forgotten by me. Number one is actually an issue about the law. And what exactly is the law about the taking of photographs in public places? It is, to the best of my knowledge, entirely and utterly legal to take photographs of people in public places. It is not legal to take photographs of people in their private places. So, without getting too technical on the law about what happens if you're standing in a public place taking a photograph of a person who is in a private place, I just want to flag that up as an issue. What is the law? And that, to me, is an important issue because it concerns two things. It concerns the rights of citizens to do certain things in society. And I include in that sense the right of citizens to take photographs of other people in society. It quickly moves in my mind across to the issue of the freedom of the press. What kind of a democracy or what kind of a society do we live in? Do we live in a society in which there is press freedom? In other words, that it is legal for press photographers to take photographs of people in public places and publish them in newspapers. Now, for example, is it legal to take photographs at a football match of a crowd of people at a football match and publish them on the front page or in any other page of a newspaper and by implications on a website, on Facebook or anywhere else for that matter? We have won certain rights in terms of press freedom through a hard struggle over the years. Press freedom was not something which was granted easily. So the press has got a certain legal protection from prosecution. People are not entitled, for example, to prevent publication of themselves out in society. Now, when I say out in society and in public places, I mean what is technically a public place. For example, you do not have the right, you do have the right to not be photographed, to the best of my knowledge, in a shopping centre. A shopping centre is not a public place. It is owned by some private company. And that private company who owns the place is entitled to stop people from going in there with their smartphones and taking photographs, not only of the people in the shop, but of the of the people in the shopping centre, but also the facilities there, the security, the whatever you like. So everything I've had to say on the topic is about the use of photography in public places. And I think it would be a serious diminution of civil liberties if individuals were to acquire the right to prevent themselves being photographed in a public place. It would be a slippery slope to go beyond that into the realms of saying that nobody has the right to report in writing that they saw somebody in a certain place. And we then get into a situation where, you know, what kind of a society would we like to live in? There are pros and cons to all approach, whatever kind we like to have. There are undoubtedly situations in which it is, you know, would be universally agreed that it was undesirable that somebody was photographed in a public place. There would be a lot of sympathy for somebody who was found doing something in a public place. if the photograph was put on the front page of their local newspaper. But the same principles would have to apply to putting it on the front page of the local newspaper as putting it on the front page of the most popular newspaper in the country, or putting it on YouTube, or making it viral all over the world. I belong to the school of thought, the school of, you know, those people who would prefer to have civil liberties in relation to taking and sharing of photographs than live in a society where just about everything was controlled. I fully accept that there are situations where somebody does something in a public place under, for example, you know, on a single moment, let's say, and the episode is totally unrepresentative of their average behavior, let's say, or their so-called normal behavior, or their behavior on all other occasions. And it's very unfortunate for them personally if they are photographed doing something like that, and that has a negative repercussion on their reputation and goes on subsequently to have an influence on what they're doing. But, you know, hard cases make bad laws, as somebody once said, and I'm not sure that I want to defend that principle in all situations, but I suppose, to be honest with everybody, I have to say that I wouldn't do anything to prevent somebody putting up on YouTube a photograph of somebody doing something in a public place. I whether that had a negative effect on their reputation or not is a different matter altogether, and indeed it's a matter of judgment, because I to put it in a very tough way, I think it's just tough luck on somebody who does something that they subsequently regret. And what I will say is that some of the best recoveries of reputation that there have been, that I know of, have been by people who have made very big and horrendous mistakes. Mistakes that, you know, they're not at all proud of. But there are some wonderful examples of people who have turned around their whole reputation by, you know, behaving in such a way that they can say, look, I was, you know, young and foolish then. And indeed, some of the greatest philosophers, like Augustus, I think even Thomas Aquinas, certainly Paul of, you know, on the road to Damascus, did some terrible things in their youth and acquired a really brutal reputation, but managed to recover from it. So it is always possible for, I think, somebody who has done something very regrettable to make amends, to come clean, and to turn the situation around. And in many cases, because there are so many of us who have done things that we regret at some stage in our life, it's possible to acquire an awful lot of empathy from other people and become even a more human, decent person, because, you know, I have been a sinner and now am repentant. This is a line which loads of people do all the time in order to try to recover their reputation. Now, I'm a long way from the issue of taking photographs in public places, but it's just, I suppose, the way the mind works when you start on a topic. So anyway, it's very good to listen to other people's contributions on it. I've listened to Claire Randall's contribution this afternoon, and I hope that there will be others as well. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.